listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. $1.2 million upgrades to improve network resilience in Meriden. Western Power says they'll replace aging infrastructure in hopes to stop power outages during severe weather events.
The work includes the replacement of around 60 poles and 6.5 kilometres of conductor, upgrading streetlights and insulators, and other essential maintenance in the area. These upgrades will help to increase network infrastructure resilience.
One Aussie state is considering banning kids from social media. South Australia is looking at an Australian-first legislation to block kids under the age of 14 from accessing the likes of TikTok and Instagram. While those apps already have an age limit of 13, South Australian Premier Peter Malinowski has told Seven it's not pleased.
We know it's in place in other parts of the world, and we know that the technology can be delivered. Now, who does what? You know, what responsibility do we accept as a state government versus what responsibilities we place upon the social media platforms themselves? I think it's the detail needs to be worked through.
The Treasurer is promising to put downward pressure on inflation in tomorrow night's budget, while also announcing cost of living relief. Figures to be released will show inflation is expected to drop to 3.5% this year, slightly below the Reserve Bank's 3.8% prediction. It's hoped it'll prompt the RBA to cut rates at least once before the next election. In sport, a big weekend for the Goldfields Giants in the NBL 1 West. The men's team went down to Mandurah Magic, the score 107-94, while the women's team also suffered a loss to Mandurah 70-53. And an Esperance woman has claimed the Margaret River Ultra Marathon title. Jamie Bergman named the female champion in the 80-kilometre event for the second year in a row. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.